Good morning, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we still don't know what it means.
Not a clue.
This is day four?
Day five,
wow.
Well, for us, it's actually more like day seven.
Anyway, joining us is Miss Erin Miller. Can I call you Miss?
If you would like, sure.
Okay, because, I'm just not that observant.
If you want to be formal, sure.
Okay.
Or you can just call me Erin.
Okay, Erin, how about we try that?
Okay.
You can just call me, Digital. No.
Most people just look at me and say, hey, you.
Yeah, exactly. In your case, it fits.
Thanks.
You wrote a book about your grandmother.
My grandmother was one of the women Air Force service pilots during World War II. Her name was Elaine Danforth Harmon. She actually used to come to Oshkosh, so you may have met her many years ago.
You may have interviewed her.
I think the last year she came here probably was around 2008 or 9.
Okay. Now, I thought they had been granted official veteran status.
So it's kind of a long, convoluted story, but during the war, they were not granted military status. In the 1970s, they went to Congress and lobbied for several years to get recognized retroactively. And a law was passed as part of the GI Reauthorization Bill in 1977 with the help of Senator Barry Goldwater and signed into law by President Jimmy Carter. And they were granted retroactive veteran status in 1977. So my grandmother received her DD-214 in 1979, 35 years after she served with the Women Air Force Service Pilots.
That's prompt service.
Yeah, our government in action.
And so she became a veteran, and her last wish was to be buried at Arlington.
So growing up, I always saw my grandma as a veteran. She had a uniform. She came out to places like Oshkosh, gave talks, signed autographs. People called her a veteran. We went to Applebee's for free veterans meals. So, I always thought of her as a veteran. And she passed away 4 years ago. And her last request was to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. And she had attended several funerals for other women who had served with her at Arlington. So we didn't really think it would be an issue. Unbeknownst to our family, 1 month before my grandmother passed away, the Army changed their regulations and determined that the WASP were not allowed to be at Arlington National Cemetery on their own merit, so they rejected our family's application.
Wow, that's sad.
That is sad.
I mean, you could say that they got shafted in life, afterlife, and all the way around.
Oh, I would definitely say that's a bum deal.
So how do you even begin to change minds about something like that?
So at first we were just a little confused because, like I said, my grandmother and my mom had attended several of the funerals with her at Arlington. So we were mostly confused because we were like, we've been to these funerals. What are you talking about? Then we realized they had changed the regulation. So we contacted our senator from our state of Maryland, and we kind of just got a letter back explaining why they had changed their minds, but not really offering to do anything about it. So I launched a campaign with my sisters in the media and on change.org. We had a petition. We got more than 178,000 signatures, a lot of them from aviation folks, EAA and the 99s and Women in Aviation. And all these groups came forward to support us, which was great. And eventually it got the attention of now Senator Martha McSally, who was in the House of Representatives at the time. So she came forward to help us and write legislation to fix this problem and force the Army to recognize the service of the WASP to be at Arlington Cemetery.
You had already attended WASP funerals at Arlington? So in other words, there were women already buried there?
Yes, that's why it's kind of confusing.
Yeah.
Because they were already there. The Army actually told us that it was a mistake that they had been there.
Oh, that's nice of them. Wow.
So a lot of them were buried with their husbands because their husbands served in the military in some capacity. So they were eligible as a spouse. So they didn't get a funeral with military honors until 2002 when there was another argument about it. And again, we thought everything was sorted out, but then it turned out it wasn't.
I don't understand what the big deal is. It's not like there's thousands that are going to be buried there.
Yeah, exactly. And the WASP pilots, they did a very important
job.
They did a very important job, but the law from 1977 allowed any group or individual who was similarly situated to the WASP during World War II or any time previous to that to apply for the same status as the WASP. So there were 37 other groups in the same situation, the biggest one being the Merchant Marines of World War II, of which more than 9,000 died in service. So
right.
This law ended up covering a lot of different groups.
So they figured the easiest way to cut it off was to just get rid of the wasps, because then, well, the wasps don't have the status, so you don't get it either.
Right. Like I said, it was all very confusing to our family, so, you know.
Well, wow. Yeah, it's confusing to me, too, because, they, you know, all these people did, you know, great service for their country during the war, and then they get slapped in the face for it.
Exactly.
Wow. That, I'm still flabbergasted at that.
I am, too. It's stunning sometimes. You just got to wonder, what the heck are these people thinking?
Okay, so in typical government fashion, they put up an awful lot of resistance. How did you mount the fight?
So, like I mentioned, I did media interviews. We had a petition online. I reached out to organizations like EAA, Women in Aviation International, all these great aviation groups that I call my grandma's second family. And some of them actually registered as lobbyists on Capitol Hill. They emailed their members, and that was great because there's hundreds of thousands of people becoming aware of this problem. A lot of members called their members of Congress, their senators, signed our petition, wrote to local media, wrote op-eds. So that was really supportive. The aviation community really came together to support our family in this. And once Martha McSally came forward and wrote the legislation, I spent a lot of time on Capitol Hill. I visited more than 150 offices in person on Capitol Hill with Senate and House of Representatives, making sure they were aware of the legislation and they would vote yes on it. And it moved through the House pretty quickly, thanks to the leadership of Martha McSally, and was unanimously passed through the House of Representatives on March 22, 2016. Then it moved over to the Senate, and we had Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa and Senator Mikulski from Maryland that were the sponsors of that legislation. But the House bill moved over to the Senate and moved through the Senate eventually.
Glacially, yes.
Eventually. But in the grand scheme of things, it took 19 weeks from the time Martha wrote the legislation until the time the President of the United States signed it into law in May 2016. So
actually, I guess that's remarkably
pretty quick for Washington. So,
yeah,
you know, I would say that's light speed for Washington.
Yes. So it was good. And like I said, all the support in the media and the constant attention to this issue really helped, I think, push it through.
Now, so she was buried there. Did she receive the full military honor?
So, not quite. Arlington National Cemetery has several levels of burial honors, the top one being full military honors. Since my grandmother and the other women Air Force service pilots got retroactive veteran status, they didn't technically have a rank. So on her DD-214 under rank, it says not applicable. So the full military honors are technically for officers, and since she technically was unranked, they gave her the equivalent of enlisted soldiers' honors. But we already had so much going on, I wasn't about to deal with that problem. So
Right. The main battle was won. We're not going to argue about the
yeah,
the feathers.
That's another battle that perhaps will come. I don't know.
yeah. Well, how many women Air Service pilots are still alive? Do you know?
Yesterday, I was told there are 36 left by the National World War II WASP Museum directors. So,
okay, are they all planning on being buried at Arlington?
No, that's the other issue. I attended another funeral for Miss Lorraine Rogers, who actually has been in Oshkosh. I have a picture of her, my grandmother, and Sean Tucker together, I think around 2008.
Nice.
She passed away last year, and she was buried in May of this year. I attended her funeral at Arlington National Cemetery. But no, they are not all planning to be at Arlington. Most of them, I think, are going to be buried, you know, where their families live.
Right.
My family lives near Washington, D.C. That's, you know, I have other relatives there in our area.
It's a nice area. A little crowded, but nice.
Thanks.
Certainly a good tourist spot. And,
oh, yeah.
Well, that's my grandmother, part of the reason she wanted to be at Arlington was because tourists visit Arlington more than, I think, 2 million a year. And part of it is to learn about the history of our country and who served our country. And she wanted to be a representative of the women Air Force service pilots there from when people visit and learn about, you know, them as a group, a historic group.
What does it say on her stone? Just WASP or something like that?
It says Congressional Gold Medal and WASP World War II. That has her name and the usual.
Okay.
And it has her WASP wings, which my mom spent quite a bit of time getting someone to engrave the wings of the WASP on there.
Okay, because I'm sure they've got very, very strict rules on
Yes, they do have particular rules about what you can put on your gravestone.
Okay. And you wrote a book about this whole thing.
I did write a book about this whole situation. It is called Final Flight, Final Fight, My Grandmother the Wasp, and Arlington National Cemetery. And the foreword is by Senator Martha McSally, who a lot of aviation people know, and it was very nice of her to write the foreword for my book. But the book is for sale here at the warehouse, and I will be signing books today at 1:15. And so I cover the situation we just talked about, but through that story I teach the history of the Wasp, what they did during the war, and then my grandma's story, how she joined the Wasp. She was one of 13 Wasps from the state of Maryland. And the aviation community, I actually talk about Oshkosh in here. There's a whole chapter about Oshkosh, because I kind of talk about the aviation community coming together, supporting our family, and how much it meant to me to come to Oshkosh and be embraced by them and know that they care about keeping the history of the women Air Force Service pilots alive. So we appreciate that as family members.
Okay. Thank you for joining us, Aaron Miller. The book is available at the EAA Warehouse. I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.